there was one trick which was working on me as a child. First of all, I draw. Then poetry somehow touches me. I have recited my poems when I was really a child, 6 years old. Somehow it comes. The words will turn around and will bloom like a flower. That's what it is. So, in the middle of this story, today, it will stop everything and say, okay, now let me tell you a little bit about it. When all the catastrophes are here, suddenly he will talk today about love. A very strange leap. It was not supposed to be here, but it's here. Let's hear it. Peter.
How the king gave back the treasure scroll to the fakir, saying, "Take it, we're quit of it." When the king handed over to that grief-stricken man the treasure scroll, fraught with commotion, he became...
What does that mean? He says what? This king, forget about that guy. This king, which is powerful, and ordered to grab this address and all that stuff, suddenly he gives up. Why? Why? Yes. Let's hear it. Why?
He became secure from rivals and annoyance. He went and wrapped himself in his melancholy madness. He made sad-thoughted love his friend. A dog licks his own sore himself. Love hath none to help him in his torment. There is not in the village one inhabitant familiar with him.
He explained a very complicated situation. That suddenly when the king said, okay, I don't want this, I have yours, suddenly everybody cooled down. And nobody pays interest. Why everybody is cooling down? The king, with the power and all the instruments, tried for it, didn't find it. He will give up. What about this guy? He cannot give up. This is another feeling here, because this is that touch of love that nobody understands. It's there and it's working upside down. Here he will say, we are talking about a lover. Who is a lover? Come on.
He is a crazy man. We talked about it. Majnun, right? He says, here you forgot that we are talking about that Junun.
You talk that I'm talking about an accident, somebody finding a treasure? No. I'm explaining to you that the main intuition here, whatever we are talking about, is love. That's how we go beyond the logic. Yes?
None is more mad than the lover. Reason is blind and deaf to his melancholia.
This is why we say lover is crazy, lover is a madman. Because the logic will be deaf and blind over there. You bring your knowledge and whatever in your brain is, Sorry? In the love subject, you have no saying. You're out of the subject, period. Because to be in love, first thing, you should be crazy. Because if you are not crazy, you are counting on logic. Sorry, at the beginning we said this is beyond the logic. So, to understand it, you should pass the limit of the logic. Yes?
Because this is no common madness. In these cases, medicine cannot give right guidance.
Because right from the beginning here, we talked about the lover. And we said lover is crazy. By crazy, did we mean these crazy people who are crazy and in the hospital and blah, 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 blah? We are talking about another kind of craziness. Whatever the meaning of the crazy is in the logic, we are beyond the logic. So when we say lover is crazy, we don't mean he is sick in mind. He is different. What is that difference? Yes.
If frenzy of this kind overtake a physician, he will wash out the book of medicine with blood. The medicine of all intellects is a picture of him. The faces of all sweethearts are a veil of him.
Why you don't understand it? Why it is beyond the logic? You say, it's beyond the logic if one of these medical persons will face this subject, what should he do? He should wash all his papers and documents with blood. Because I'm not talking about the logic of the brain, I'm talking about the tendency of the blood. A lover lives with the boiling heart. It's always like that. Yes?
O votary of love, turn thy face towards thine own face. Thou hast no kinsman but thyself, O distraught one.
This is the highlight of the paragraph for me. Would you please read it again?
O votary of love, turn thy face towards thine own face. Thou hast no kinsman but thyself, O distraught one.
Are you listening? He says, listen, first of all, face yourself. Don't try to find it in other people. Because if you're in love, you have only you. And that's it. Because, do you remember when I tried to explain a lover? Do you remember?
No.
At the time, but what is really a lover? Lover is a selfless person. Because selfishness is the field of the logic, of the brain. Self, remember, the animal is born with that. We are talking about beyond that, selflessness. What is selflessness? How you want to know it in a silly way, poetic way? Selflessness is someone who has only himself. He has only himself and he is selfless. Do you get it? No. You have to have that passion in you to understand that, oh yes, there are something which are opposite to logic, but I love it. That's the base of logic, which is being selfless. My preference? Oh, that guy, do you remember I said I believe in a guy who is better than me? So I'm following him. Why? Because this guy is mine. There is no why. It's the feeling, it's the passion. And you know what? There are a lot of different feelings here which I could pull and push and do a lot. But love? Love is not in my hand. I will be in the love's hand. That's the position. I lose the animal interest. So I'm paying attention to human interest, which is the collective interest. Do you understand this collective one? That's the difference between me and the animal. Animal is personal. Me? The person is nothing, because my personality is in the environment. I repeat always that I got it. Not that I found it. Years of education which gives the new meaning to a human being is what? Is what you are doing now. A guy 800 years ago found something, here we are trying to understand that. Right? Why? Because it's not understandable. And a philosopher cannot explain it. We need poetry. What is poetry? Poetry is a play with words to bring in feelings, to explain the feeling. Before Shams, he didn't like even the poetry because he didn't have the feeling. Do you remember? He was a logical, bitter fellow. Because my personal ideas and my problem and my understanding and me. Okay. It's good, lovely. Do you remember the donkey? Donkey is a personal fellow. We think about him. Me? I think about this. I'm trying to get the meaning he tried to explain it to you, because that's what it is about. If we get it, all of us, so we get it. If not, we are confused. And we'll go on in a silly prayer. Yes.
He made a Qibla of his heart and began to pray. Man hath naught but that for which he laboureth.
This is a piece of that holy book. In that, the holy book had said, Laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a. There is nothing for the human being except the thing that fellow will try. Are you listening? The story we are talking about is to explain to you that this fellow, which doesn't like to try and gain everything, he has to try it. This is the trick. Because where is the heart?